Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. We have to attend fully enlightenment, the Buddha, in order to benefit all those mother sentient beings, or we may think that for the purpose of mother sentient beings like the space, or we have to attain fully enlightenment for the Buddhahood. Or this is our motivation. As I mentioned earlier, regarding of the motivations which the Bodhicitta, either mind of enlightenment or spirit of enlightenment. How to generate that very precious bodhicitta, the method, the cause and effect, six causes and one effect. As the Buddha Shakyamuni taught to the Acharya Asanga, and Acharya Asanga advised to the through him, Ramasarilimpa received that, and the great Master Atisha received the bodhicitta instructions from his very respected guru, Ramasarilimpa. So the Buddha, Sangha, or who is the awakened person, who is the enlightened person, or awakened from the sleeping of the ignorance, and he understands all the phenomena, or he is free from those obscurations, the obscurations of the delusions, or the affecting obscuration and the obscuration of upon the phenomena or the object, or the obscuration of the knowledge. Buddha is free from those obscurations. Perhaps we are not free from that obscurations. Therefore, what we call our mind is the deluded mind, polluted mind. Those delusions like the ignorance, the attachment, hatred, those cover our mind. And the other obscuration, what called the mental obscurations, or the obscuration upon the knowledge, it also obscures our mind. So Buddha's mind is totally free from those obscurations. For the other example of the Buddha, is the like a very autumn moon. The autumn moon is not like the other seasons moon. It's in the sky. The sky is very clear. This moon is very clean, clear. So it is not covered by those darkness cloud. This example, so Buddha's mind is never obscured by those obscurations. So, at the beginning, we motivated in order to attain Buddhahood. So, we also need to attain the Buddhahood. We also want to be a good person, better person, the best persons. And also the regarding of the enlightenment, there are three types of enlightenment. As you have listened so many times, perhaps you have practiced so many times and meditated so many times to searching, analyzing what are those enlightenment. The enlightenment of the Sarvaka, or the listener, or the hearer person, and the enlightenment of the solitary realizer, or in Sanskrit it says the Pratyeka Buddha. In Tibetan we said that the Rangsangke, and the final one, what we call the supreme enlightenment. We have to attain supreme enlightenment for the purpose to benefit those mother sentient beings. So what is the supreme enlightenment? The supreme enlightenment is the highest enlightenment. It never obscured by those both types of obscurations. The enlightenment of the enlightenment of the Sarvaka Buddha, or the Pratyeka Buddha, solitary realizer, those are the arhats, or the liberator of those are excellent, free from the samsara. They never have the pain and suffering. They eliminate all the sufferings, they eliminated all the delusions or the afflicted obscurations, but they didn't receive the full enlightenment or the supreme enlightenment. Therefore, those arhats are forced in the liberation. So those are not free from the mental obscurations. If we practice the Dharma, we can attain the full enlightenment. However, we have those afflictive afflictions, and we have also the mental obscurations, but fortunately there is an antidote of our delusions and obscurations of the knowledge. So we have to understand what are those antidote. That's very important. If someone is illness or the problem with the sickness, he or she has understand what type of illness he or she has, and after that, maybe perhaps the person will be searched the doctor, and he will understand the antidote or the medicine to recover from his or her illness. We are not small. We are adult person. We have many times we have seen the doctors. We bring the medicines from the doctor, we're taking those properly, and once we discover from our illness or sickness too. As the master says, that's true. During the samsara, we have to experience those sufferings. If we really want to free from the sufferings, we have to learn the dharma. Now, dharma is the one method to free from our suffering. Dharma is the method to eliminate all the suffering also. So there is an antidote to purify our negativities, our negative actions, to purify or eliminate our delusions, to purify our subtle obscurations. So the process of that, the host master giving us and advised us that the example of the dirty cloth or dirty things, when we wash our clothes, when we wash our containers, we understand if we analyze how it cleans. And in India or the other Asian country, we wash our clothes by the hand and then the soap too, the aerial soap and different types of soap and liquid. And here you don't need to wash your clothes by hand, right? You are very you don't want to wash your clothes by the hand. You just put in the there's no describe to you. You understand just to remember you, right? So you just put your clothes and the bed sheets, a pillow in your washing machines, and washing machine is your servant, right? Washing machine is your service, and then also there is the dishwasher. You don't want to wash the dish by the hand, so those our ancestor or our great persons they support us, help us. Not don't need to wash by your hand. We have the washing machine, we have the dishwasher things. So just the example of that, right? When you put the clothes, even it's a very dirty from different kinds of types of your place too. When it comes from your different place where you do the job, and sometimes you go to many people, just you put your clothes and things in the washing machines, and then after half an hour, it's a very clean too. So then you will dry your clothes, and today you are very clean. So today you are very clean. And however, those washing machines, when it functions at the beginning, it wash your clothes, the gross dirts, wash them, and then after certain, and at the final, and we understand the will of the washing machine is very, very hurry, very quickly, turning very quickly, and the speed, and after it stop, right? after it stopped. So, however, when our master advised us, when we cleanse and purify our negativity, and we don't hurry to purify or cleanse our very subtle negative at the beginning, we have to purify or cleanse our gross negative actions, like those 10 virtues. Among the 10 virtues, there are different types of negativity actions from our body, speech, and mind, and then thinking about the delusions, and then about the subtle mental obscurations. Those are the methods how we cleanse and how we attain the Buddhahood and practice those antidotes. The antidote about the meditation, and learn, understand about the emptiness to free from samsara or attain the nirvana. And also, also there's antidote, what you call the bodhicitta, very excellent antidote to purify our negativities, very excellent mind to benefit all the sentient beings, which based on the great compassion, Mahakaruna, and the great kindness, loving kindness, or the Mahamaitriya, and develop and practice those great compassions and the great loving kindness to generate the bodhicitta. If we practice again and again, no matter how long it takes, one day it will arise. As the Kadamba master says, those things are the not permanence, those are the changeable. So we also, someone, if person like me, if I am very, very negative person at the beginning, and I should not think that I am negative at all the time. So I have to inspire myself to change able to be a positive person and a good person, and also attain the full enlightenment. As you remember, once when the Acharya Shantideva inspired us, he inspired us towards the practice of the joyful perseverance or the enthusiasm. He inspired us, even those the bees and then animals can practice the Dharma, they will attain the full enlightenment. So why we cannot? We are the human being, we are the very intelligent persons, we can attain the full enlightenment. So bodhicitta also very important to conjoin with the emptiness, wisdom of emptiness. So however, Dharma says that there are two important, the method and the wisdom. Those are the very necessary to attain the highest enlightenment. So when we watch on the method side, the most important is the bodhicitta, the spirit of enlightenment, and the wisdom side or the profound view side, which is most important, is the wisdom realizing the emptiness. Those both are the very important to attain the enlightenment. So, last sections, I just stop here. The great master, Lama Tsongkhapa, was very, very pleased and enjoyed to compose the Dharma text called the treatise, treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, at the place of near where the place of the Kadamba masters, Jamdun Gebe Juni. So he composed this. He was very enjoyed to compose this, and his heart and mind with the with a great responsibility and with mind with a very compassionate thought. So here in Tibetan, it said the Kongba Chuzi Mimbe Majibra Lenin Jibe Loyu Tudin Teve Ten San Ten Den Shede Pe Ten Den Ten Sij Ten Den Yins. Here, the listener, the who are the listener, should be free from the partisanship. That's the one mind and thought, which is a biased mind, or attached to his or herself side, and who hatred or dislike to the other side, and the other traditional may thought that tradition is not good, our tradition is bad, and person who hate and criticize to the other traditions, and then here someone who listened to the Dharma of the path to enlightenment by the great Lama Tsongkhapa should not have a partisanship or the thought of bias, unbalanced thought. What happens if I have that thought? If I have that negative thought cover my mind, and I cannot see the qualities of the masters, and I cannot see the qualities of the Dharma, and I cannot see the qualities of the Sangha, because those partisanship covered my mind. As I give you the example, if the moon is covered with a cloud at the summertime, the rainy season, before rain, the sky, the weather changes because it's impermanent, natural impermanent, everything changed in momentary, right? At the daytime, the sky was very shiny, nice, and after a few times, the weather changed, there was a cloud in the sky, and maybe in you're watching your television in the house, the weather forecast, they said, it will be rain soon, and then they will show you how temperature. I'm very shy to describe to you these things. Yeah, you will understand very little. So, however, the weather changed, and there were thick clouds on the moon, and the moon is under the cloud. We cannot see. So like that. That's the one example. And then another example, even the moon is very clean, if the water is very dust and dirty, then the moon cannot appear on it. And in your house, there is a very, very nice mirror, and the mirror is very dirty, not clean, then you cannot appear your handsome body, your beautiful body in the mirror. So if you want to appear your handsome body and your handsome beautiful body, the mirror should be very clean. Mirror should be not be a dust. So our side, if you want to really want to see the positive knowledge of those the great masters in the past, the Buddha Shakyamuni, Aptinagarjuna, Arya Asanga, and great Master Atisha and Master Lama Tsongkhapa, and also our spiritual masters, it's very important without the partisanship or the thought of discriminations. So this is the one thing how our mind should be. Lama Tsongkhapa said that, and after that he said that our mind should be an ability or the power. In the example, if we want to cut something, our knife should be very sharp in order to cutting very easy. Our edge or the knife should be very sharp. So however sharp weapon, it will cut sooner the wood or whatever things. So that's the sharp is the one the quality of the weapons, right? So the example of that, we have to learn again and again, and our wisdom should be very sharp or intelligent wisdom. Otherwise, we don't understand what the Lama Tsongkhapa said, the naked or the great Buddha said, what is good, what is bad. What is goodness and what is badness? What is good actions and what is bad actions? What is the what is the righteous actions? What are the non-righteous actions? What are those other delusions? What are those other non-delusions? So without the intelligent mind, without the sharpened mind, we don't understand the Dharma. So we have to study in the example. If you interest, I think that you are interested on the examples. If you interest the chemistry, who learn about the chemistry, to some chemistry thing, drugs or plants are very dangerous plants. If we touch some leaves, they will rush our, eat our hands, and some plants are the very poisonous plants in the forest. Some plants are very medicinal plants in the forest too. So a person has to learn which is the dangerous plant and leaves, which are the medicinal plant and leaves. Like that example, we have to understand what is the negativities, what is the positives, what is the goodness, what is the badness, what is the good speaking, what is the bad speaking. So from that, as after that Lama Tsongkhapa said that, just not to understand those. So he advised to us that try to cultivate or bring those positive behavior, those positive knowledge, positive speakings, good speakings. We always enjoy to listen the elegant speech, right? We have to collect those righteous actions and try to abandon those negative actions. So we need the intelligent mind. As I mentioned before about the precious human existence and our precious body, our precious mind, very precious, very rare to find. Therefore, Buddha gave the example of the blind turtle, how there was one blind turtle in the big ocean. I don't know, this is the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean or the other part of the ocean. There's a big ocean, under it there is a one blind turtle. That blind turtle comes up from top surface of the oceans once time after 100 years, and there was a one golden yolk on it. So it has a one hole, and how it's very difficult to find the the golden yolks hold by the tortoise's neck. So if the tortoise will find the golden yolk, then he or she will pride, and then the tortoise usually always to enjoy to coming out from the ocean and the lakes. Sometimes they come out from the oceans, right? And then lakes, yeah. We have seen the tortoise from different lakes. They come out and they enjoy to warm up their body and relax their breathing, the outside air, clean air. So this is the one example how it's very difficult to find such a precious human body. If someone concerned about this example, like the Kodamba Geshe Chenrama, then we may think that we should not waste our time. We have no time to waste. Our life is just a dream. As you remember, once the Shantideva said that the life is like a short, the happiness of this life is like the happiness of the life in the dream too. So once you sleep near the beach, or once you sleep in your comfortable bedroom, if you are we have a very wonderful dream. We are in the very beautiful garden, the singing melody song. We listen those, and we experience our happiness. After a few moments, we wake up, and we may thought that that's just a dream. So Acharya Shantideva said that when the death comes, our life is just a dream. Our life is just a dream of this life of precious human body. Inspired this, the great masters advise us not only once time, again and again time, don't waste our time. If we waste our time, we are very, very ignorant persons. So the other example, if there is a very nice port, the golden port, which should be a very nice things, very good liquids or the foods in that golden port too. If we put the very dirty things in that golden port, other person will say that, oh, how he is stupid, how she is stupid. Like that, we listen the Dharma, we read the Dharma. If we do our actions towards the negative sides, then other person may say that, oh, he just listened to the Dharma, don't practice. That's right, what he or she said. And also, we will shame ourselves if we don't do the Dharma. Because those masters, with their compassionate thought, advise us to practice the Dharma, bring the essence of the life. Don't waste the time, don't spoil your time. In the other general way, if we have got the very good job in the hospital, good job in the university, and good job in the different places, maybe in the zoo, I don't know. Some people, they enjoy to do the job in the zoo, right? They're always feeding those animals, they cherish those animals very much. Some people, they enjoy to do the job in the hospital, right? That if they found a good job, then they will not waste their time. Their time is very, very, very expensive time. And then time is very, very valuable time. And so, and then also the people who teach in the university, who teach in the college, high school, their time and the job is very important. So some people are okay. So like that, the example, our job is very important for the highest, attain the supreme enlightenment. Therefore, that golden pot should be contained with the very, very goodness things inside, like the once the master, Atisha offered the crystal pot to Master Sailingpa, who lives in the Indonesia. The Indonesia, there are two parts, one Jakarta and the other called the Bali. So, however, the Master Lama Sailingpa lived in the Indonesia, and the great scholar, or the compassionate, the Bodhisattva, or the great Dibhamkara Shirijana, or the Master Atisha, offered that crystal pot inside with the very precious things, turquoise, silver, gold inside, it appears outside. So he offered this to Master Sailingpa. So like that, our precious human body, what is container, we have stomach, right? The different organs, so we always, as I mentioned before, some first people, they enjoy to place again and go to again and again the place of the whole food market to buy those. They wish to buy everything, whatever organic foods and organic things are there inside that market. They want to buy everything. That's no matter. Okay, so they fill their stomach with organic drinks and the food. So however, our body and their mind should be do a good action. That's important. Therefore, there's a two our. It said that Seguji number Chodabu Mizan Ridilan Gevekus. And then someone who understands and then practice about the bodhicitta, then they can turn their body into the towards the supreme body rupakaya, embodiment of the form. They can change as the example of there's a one precious liquid, right? So you can change your ordinary form into the form of the excellent body, or what's called the Buddha. Therefore, to cherish with the bodhicitta or the mind of enlightenment, spirit of enlightenment is very, very important. Remember, remember to understand again and again those obscurations, the both obscurations, and analyze is there antidote, or against it, is there a way to purify those? If there is a way to purify those obscurations, then we have to search the antidote and purify our obscurations. And we have to remember that the partisanship or the thought is not good. To listen to the Dharma, we have developed and increased our ability, our intelligence. We have to develop, we have to progress our intelligent mind, understand the Dharma and the non-Dharma, the virtuous actions and non-virtuous actions, just not to listen, we have to do it. Not just to be watching the movie. Sometimes when we are young, we went to see the movie, we went to the movie, but we don't have the intent to be an actor or actress. So we don't so care to watch the movie. I guess someone who wants to be an actor and actress, and then they pay more attention how to be an actor, how to be an actress, where to buy these actress things, gloves, dress, and then adornment, how to do the act. So not like that. We have to attend the fully enlightenment. Therefore, those masters' advice is just not a driving thing. Just withdraw and then cleanse, if not like this. What we have understand, we have to remember it again and again. As the Nagarjuna said that those dharma should be the carving on the rock, and those non-virtuous actions and the best listening or the knowledge should be dropping on the water, dropping on the dust. So however we have obtained this very, very precious human rebirth, which is very, very difficult to find through the reason, if we analyze what we have do in our daily life, to obtain the precious human rebirth again, what we need main thing is the ethical discipline. So we may recognize that how we broken our ethical discipline. It's very difficult to be a pure discipline, ethical discipline. And also with a deep prayer, and also helping and support with those practice of the generosity and so on. The great master says, someone who wants to use the precious human rebirth, precious human body towards the proper way, the right way, those listeners are the listener of the great opportunity listener should be listening with those character, how to listen the dharma. So last time I mentioned that we have to understand and identify our precious human rebirth in general, and we have to practice individual thinking and an individual rebirth of the precious human birth. We recognize it, and what the importance and what is the responsibility of this precious human rebirth. If one lost this precious human rebirth, it's much less than the hundreds and millions of the precious jewel. We lost a great. So we use this precious human body and mind to the proper way, to practice the dharma, to meditate the dharma. And we become a very enjoy and happily. We can rejoice whatever we have done a good thing, right? We cannot rejoice what we have do a bad things or the bad actions. Therefore, we have to accumulate many merits in order to attain the fully enlightenment. And here the great master says that when you listen to the dharma and concentrate upon it, single pointed to listen to the dharma. If you are dual mind, then we don't understand well about the dharma if we have a dual mind too. So it says, we listen to the dharma with a single-pointed mind. There's a one story I heard that there's a one monk whose voice is a very melodious voice. He has a very nice voice. Everybody impressed his voice, interest his voice. And once there is many people who ride the horse, and then they're passing through that the meditation house of that monk, and once time the horse and those animals stopped there. And the person asked, what happened? Why these horses stop here? And then after they recognize that there is a one monk whose voice is a very, very sweet voice, very wonderful voice. So that voice attracting those horses' ear to listen, and then they stop and listening the voice from that. So when you listen the Dharma, and our ear should be like that. And without the listening the Dharma, we cannot contemplate, or we cannot thinking about the Dharma. We have to think and contemplate what we have listened before, what we have read before, and what we have meditated. We have to meditate upon what we have contemplated before. So the wisdom of listening arises from the listening. The wisdom of contemplate arises from the contemplate or the thinking, and the wisdom of the meditate arises from the meditations. Someone who didn't the meditation, he or she will not arises or generate the wisdom of meditation. Someone who don't contemplate, who don't thinking about the Dharma, and he or she don't have the wisdom of the contemplations or the thinking, and someone who don't listen to the Dharma, they don't arise the wisdom of the listening. So that's the way of the causes and its effects, what we call. So someone plants a very beautiful flower, it will arise there, the sunshine, and then water, and then your house looks very beautiful houses, and then people walking near your house more comfortable, enjoy to see the flowers, gardens, and the nice clean area and houses. So that flowers comes from its causes, seeds, and also the plants of the fruit, apple, and whatever fruits. It comes from their causes and conditions like that. So the example of that, someone we may think that, oh, I will be a meditator when I become a retired. I will be a meditator when I have a free time. So if we don't listen and read, then we cannot meditate. We cannot meditate without the wisdom of meditation will not arise. We cannot meditate when we become a retired if we don't listen very much. Therefore, even the Panchen Lama, he qualified with the many Dharma texts. He memorized many Dharma texts, and once in the dream, the Guru Tsongkhapa, his dream was Guru Tsongkhapa, and the Guru Tsongkhapa mentioned him that, oh, it's not enough to listening the Dharma. Even those third level Bodhisattva will not enough to listen the Dharma. And if we are the fourth level Bodhisattva, 10th level Bodhisattva, then I don't know. If we are very, very grounded persons, and then the Bodhisattva, just a practitioner or listener, then we must be listen, we must be read, we must be contemplate about the reasons. So watch those holy beings, they never enough to listen the Dharma. We listen the Dharma with a single-pointed mind. These are the qualities of the listener also. So it should inspire us from today. Oh, I will be listening the Dharma without the partisanship, without the biased thought, for the benefits of those sentient beings. Oh, I will listen the Dharma, I will make my mind sharper and sharper, I will understand about the virtuous action, I will understand about the non-virtuous actions in gross and in detail, I will understand what are those delusions always making me very unhappy, very uncomfortable. That's the mistake of that, our delusions. So while we have deluded mind, our physical body suffering again and again in order to purify, eliminate those sufferings. We will listen to the Dharma. I would like to understand and differentiate between what is right thing, what is wrong things. So I will use my precious human body like those. If I can, I will do like those Kadamba master, like the Geshe Chenya was, who always practiced Dharma again and again, because he cherished his time very much. His time of the precious human body is very, very valuable time. Like those, I will watch him, and we will practice the Dharma. We'll bring the essence from this precious human body. And then you may think that how facilities I have as I give you the example of the one TV, right? Well, you have TV, Sony, Samsung, different TVs in your individual house. To some houses, most of people have the TV, right? Big TV, some small TV, but all of them are the color TV. None of them is the black white TV. It appears very well sure, right? So you have those facilities, so use those facilities. And then like the example of that facilities, right? We have obtained the precious human body, we have met the Dharma spiritual master, we have the Dharma textbook, all the conditions are here. So you may inspire yourself, why I will not practice the Dharma? Why I will not differentiate from the other animal beings, other human beings? Why I will not the differentiate from them? Inspire yourself in order to enter and open the gate of Dharma, and then we will see how wonderful inside the Dharma, Dharma text too. And then you may think that all ordinary activities are not good. They are not so meaningful. And then you will try be clever to practice the Dharma, and you should not. It's very difficult and hard to abandon those whole worldly activities, right? Like that, I give the example how to cleanse by the washing machine, right? Washing machine cleans its with the time, true. So we have to purify our negative actions with the time and very skillful method, too. So otherwise those our joyful. However, then you will discover and learning how to practice those joyful perseverance. When you do the job, you don't do the job 24 hours, too. You do the job few hours and then rest, drink, relax, do like this Dharma practice. And it continue, however, continue practice is very important. Everyone master, he said that how to practice the Dharma, how to effort towards the Dharma actions. And okay, so you will be skillful way and search, okay. So this Dharma text, the treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, the Buddha taught us many dharmas in order to purify our delusions. Buddha has taught the 84,000 type of dharma in order to cleanse our delusions. Some of them are the 21,000. I mean, yes, the 21,000 types of the dharma in order to purify our ignorance. 21,000 of the Dharma purified to our attachment. and 21,000 of the Dharma to purify our hostility or our anger emotions, and 21,000 Dharma in order to cleanse and purify our those equal delusions. So the Buddha is a really great person. He shows us how to cleanse our ignorance, how to eliminate our attachment, our hatred. And some person who has an equal, right? Some person, they have an equal ignorance, attachment, and hatred. And then Buddha told the 21,000 the equal how to cleanse our equal delusions. So Buddha is really the compassionate being, excellent being, the enlightened being who knows, understand everything. So Buddha said to us, I have shown you the path to eliminate those suffering. It is up to us whether we practice or not. It's up to us. He said that. That's true. He has shown all these things. It's up to us. Is it like Tibetan like that? Okay. So, in short, the Buddha taught the Vinayana Sutra, the ethical discipline text, and the other discourse sutra, and then Abhidharma Sutra, the treasure of knowledge, those three texts also in order us to discipline in our daily life, our very small level, the person who has a very small capacity should be a good rebirth in the next rebirth, and person who has a middle capacity should be attain the nirvana or the liberation. So a person who has a great capacity who's attained to supreme enlightenment for the benefits of those mother sentient beings. So those the sutras Buddha has taught us, and all those Dharma teachings taught by the Buddha here in the path to enlightenment it contains the meaning of those Dharma texts. It contains, and also after Shakyamuni Buddha, the trailblazer or the philosopher Acharya Nagarjuna and Asanga came in this world to create the teachings of the Buddha. They show us, and then here the path to enlightenment also indicate us, show the path of that traditional path. And also it's one best teachings and the best Dharma for the person who has the best capacity or the highest capacity or the capacity of the Dharma of the great vehicle. So it's a really great teachings, and also it contains the different level of the person, the small level person, the intermediate level person, and the highest level person. All those what necessary we need to practice is included in this the path to enlightenment, what we call. It also the explanation of the lamp of the path to enlightenment by the great Atisha. So Dharma is very excellent. It depends on us. It's up to us to listen how you are done, how we are. We have to listen, continue, and careful, and analyze, and then practice those Dharmas. So today, we just learn a little about the Dharma, how to listen to the Dharma, what are mistakes in our mind, what should be our mind when we listen to the Dharma, and how we use our physical body and mind to roll in towards the act of the Dharma, and then bring the essence from this precious human rebirth. And today I also mentioned a little bit about those two types of the obscurations. So as we usually do, after that we have to dedicate what we have done a little Dharma today. So, dedicate whatever we have done here to be long life His Holiness the Dalai Lama, successful whatever the wonderful activities of the His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and then the other spiritual masters, and also dedicate to quick return of our spiritual masters, and in this existence, whatever the people feeling with the starvation, suffering, sickness, they may recover very soon. And in short, we are free from those two types of the obscurations, and we may attain enlightenment very quickly. Okay, please open the okay, dedication of marriage. Please read this sermon in English and Vietnamese. Okay, Vietnamese? And you call the monks, they want to give something. Yeah. Please bear, okay. The Ganeshas monk, they want to offer you something, present you something. Yes.
Monastery, that it would be really beneficial. So we're proposing that we do Guru Puja on Wednesday nights as well, Lama Chopa.
Yes,
and then on the fourth,
Dara.
And then on the fourth Wednesday of every month, we'll do a Tara Puja at 7:30 here at the in the Gompa. So please join us. At Rinpoche said that it would be very beneficial for us to do this practice to help in locating Bishop Gelson's reincarnation.
We'll start Wednesday at 7:30. So if you can, please bring some sort of offering, which is normal. And we'll start this Wednesday, and every Wednesday there will be three regular offerings and then one Tara Puja. But everybody is here. Everybody.
We'll post it on the internet. Yeah.
The monk said that they will offer you some a small painting of the Buddhas or the Taras. Hey, Nilashan.
Hey.
The chanting master, he said that as the behalf of the Ganden Shaozhen Monastery, and at the first he wanted to say Tashi Delek to you all.
And then the
Ganden Shaozhen Monastery also the concern about this, the place of the Dharma teachings, and then also the thinking and concern about those who are the students who listen to the Dharma, and they concern about the teach the Dharma continue. And also the opinion of the past spiritual masters, Geshe Gyaltsen La, has a very great compassion to all the students. And following of that, the Ganden Shaozhen also will continue to thinking about the idea of the Geshe Las to concern about the students and the Dharma place. And then just the symbol of our good relationship between the monastery and then the students, our good relationship between the Dharma, just a simple devil present you a little altar in your house, just painting, and then Chiangra, and then Mala to practice the Dharma. And then you are busy, you need a mobile case. You need a mobile case, okay. And then they really thank you very much for all of the students who carry to the Dharma practice, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.